am Ugo Mszudwonici, ex-president of the Republic of Malta. I was in parliament for 30 years. I was minister of education for 7 years and president, constitutional president, of the Republic of Malta from 1994 till 1999. After that, I was a member of the Venice Commission. I'm now retired.
Well, that's a beautiful CV. And you're, you said Minister of Education. So my question is, because of radicalism, extremism, and bigotry in the Middle East, there are internal wars, internal conflicts. There are no two countries declaring war to each other, but there's internal wars in the countries. So what do you think could be the solution, non-military solution to these problems?
Cultural diplomacy is a solution in the sense that people can agree to disagree. The important thing is that you have tolerance and acceptance of the opinion of the others. Not only tolerance, but also acceptance. Tolerance is barely the first step. The second step, of course, is acceptance, that people can have another opinion and yet be friends and yet collaborate with you. I believe this is a culture that should be spread.
So what do you think Turkey could, what role could Turkey play in the Middle East? Could it be an example to other countries?
Yes, it could be a model. I think Turkey can be a model because Turkey has partly taken in the European model but turned it into something else. And I believe you have a long experience with Arab countries. You have the same religion, most of the people in Turkey, but you have also established a separation from church and state.
Yes.
And that is something that other countries in the Arab world, perhaps, could learn from you.
Quran, Allah says there is no compulsion in religion, so you cannot force anybody to believe in anything. Everybody is equal, and
yes,
Christians, Jews, even unbelievers live in peace with Muslims.
Yes, of course. In the case of the Quran, it's explicit. It is natural for people to think that if they embrace an opinion, others should. They want to share an opinion, share a conviction. But there must be a limit to the way in which you can help others share yours. Then if they don't want to, they are free, of course. They are free.
Definitely. I mean, this is the essence of Islam also. Christians and Jews are called people of the book. And Allah orders to Muslims to respect and allow them, because even Muslim men are allowed to marry Jewish and Christian wives. And Allah says Christians are closest to Muslims.
I know that. I know that, of course. It's the monotheism of all the Mediterranean. In fact, we share one God. One interesting thing is that is though we are Christians, our name for God is the same as the Arab name. We call God Allah.
Mashallah.
So there's no problem between the Christians of Malta and the Muslims in that.
We love Jesus. Jesus is praised so much in the Quran.
Yeah, of course. Jesus practiced love and preached love.
Yes. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.